Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. We saw some key Senate action during the week. While seven-term Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley promises a re-election decision by November 1st, a new Selzer & Company poll was released, posting him to a solid 55-37% lead over announced Democratic candidate Abby Finkenauer, a former congresswoman and Iowa State representative. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune also says he will make a decision about running again later in the fall. He says family considerations are key to whether he makes another six-year commitment. Wisconsin Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, one of the top contenders in a crowded field chasing Republican Senator Ron Johnson, released a Clarity Campaign Labs poll finding that he and Senator Johnson would be tied in a hypothetical general election pairing. Senator Johnson also says he will announce his 2022 intentions later in the autumn. Ohio GOP Congressman Anthony Gonzalez announced that he will not run for a third term. He is one of 10 Republicans to support Donald Trump's second impeachment and was facing a significant challenge in the Republican primary as a result. Both he and the former president continued their personal battle, exchanging negative statements regarding Mr. Gonzalez's retirement decision. Representative Gonzalez was elected to the House in 2018 after spending 6 years in the National Football League. He was a first-round draft choice of the Indianapolis Colts in 2007 after a career as a star college wide receiver from Ohio State University. His Ohio district becomes the 19th open seat, including the three in special elections later this year and the beginning of next. Several states are initiating movement on redistricting. Unofficial maps have been released in Indiana, Iowa, and Oregon. The Colorado Independent Redistricting Commission is furthest along as its second staff map was made open for public comment. This appears to be the working map. In summary, the plan looks to break as a 5D3R map, with arguably one and possibly two of the Democratic seats being competitive. The commission has until September 28th to send a map to the state Supreme Court. To approve a final plan, 8 of the commission's 12 members must agree. If they fail to do so, and this is where the staff's power becomes evident, the staff map is then sent directly to the state Supreme Court justices. The High Court must then act before December 15th. A series of new polls suggests that the New Jersey race between Democratic Governor Phil Murphy and Republican former State Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli is tightening, along with the Virginia contest between Democratic former Governor Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin. Both of these gubernatorial campaigns will be decided on November 2nd. Two new surveys from Michigan again suggest that Republican former Detroit Police Chief James Craig is a serious contender next year against Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The Trafalgar Group survey even goes so far as to post Mr. Craig with a 50-44% lead over the incumbent. This includes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.